Hello, and welcome to the Horoscope Vault, a podcast that explores the week ahead through the lens of astrology, with a view to helping you make more happy, healthy, and confident decisions through each of life's chapters. I'm Charlie, a fourth-year associate member of the American Federation of Astrologers and astrology reader for Radio's The Bob and Sherry Show. This episode here is for the week beginning December 24th, and will feature a reference to the currently still retrograding Mercury. And if you've been personally victimized by retrograde Mercury lately, I feel your pain. My last week's episode was not only late originally because I lost my voice, which is very Mercury relevant, but I also tried the new idea of delegating episode editing to somebody else, hoping that this would save me some time and allow me to prep even more cool episodes. But this didn't go well, and the edit featured some background noise as my Instagram stories, and it wasn't cut to my taste. So I'm trying again fresh here this weekend, where I'm going back to doing all of the editing work myself again, completely alone. And it just reminds me that, you know, if you want something done right, sometimes they say that you need to do it yourself. Editing episodes does take a lot of time, and actually, time, the whole idea of time, is a big core theme this week. It's all about what you do or don't do with it, and how even not doing anything, you know, stand still and a pause in time, is just as beneficial. This week is a really up and down mix of joy and sensitivity. It's a busy week astrologically, so this episode might run a little bit longer than usual. So get yourself a nice tea or flavored water or whatever your choice of beverage is. Sit tight, take some notes, and enjoy the cosmic guidance. I'll forecast using the sun in your sign as the first house point of the chart, which is called the solar chart method. But if you do know your birth time, you may want to check the rising sign calculator below and find out which sign was rising on the horizon when you were being born into the world. It said that this is the filter that you entered through. Listening to the horoscope for your rising sign also helps you further identify themes and situations developing and could really personalize your horoscope listening experience. I'm no longer offering written readings, but I'm doing a step better with one-on-one sessions now available. And whether that's to learn to read your chart or just to have me do it for you, a personal approach seems to be the only way that chart readings are the most authentic for me. And I enjoy interacting in real time, so you can ask questions on the spot and we can really get to the bottom of the cycles that you are going through and where you are within them. So if you're ready to peek into next year, check out the show notes for the link to book your slot. And if you want astrology information but you're not ready to commit to a session yet, I'm doing 2024 month by month astrology pages, where instead of the option to get the whole year ahead in like the usual diary format, you can download each month's astrology with space to fill out your own insights. And this can help you take the next chapter of life more consciously, seriously present month by month. That link will be below. So Mercury retrograde usually messes up communication and travel and all things that are linked to the symbolism of planet Mercury. So phones go haywire much more frequently, payment systems, and generally most tech, media, and information-based platforms. This particular retrograde, though, may hands down have been one of the more intense Mercury retrogrades of this year. So if you felt things like general confusion, or annoyance at the little things that go wrong more frequently, then you're not alone. Mercury started retrograding in Capricorn, which is a very serious sign. Capricorn is such a mature, disciplined, structured energy. At least that's its favorite way to be. So imagine an individual being a little bit unhinged and a little bit wild and not so mature while they're visiting their very, very serious, mature, wise grandparent. There's been a lot of extremes there's been a lot of contraindications between things like nervous anxiety and positive, exciting, nervous energy. Sometimes those two can look, feel, or seem really, really similar. But the core focus is still the same with both of those responses. It's all about the long-term plans and goals of your life. And to boot, this has brought a whole host of medical issues. So if you or someone you know has had a wellness catastrophe that either started or increased in severity in the last month or so, this could be anything from regular sicknesses to intense head and eye issues. I'm seeing a lot of eye issues. Then no, you're not alone. This is incredibly common right now. But in general, looking at yourself, have you had any symptoms of nervous exhaustion? Have you had any extra, beyond the usual, experiences of stress? This time frame suggests that it's difficult to see the origin of those things. And it's so fresh, the stress, the experience, the changes, the restriction, that no one actually knows how to handle it yet. Energetically, during this pivotal retrograde time, things can feel annoying, stressful, or like life is a complete fumble. And if something doesn't feel right, I hope so much that this podcast or this episode can provide at least some kind of solace or give hints at the time frame to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So the week's astrology starts out with the sun in Capricorn, sextile Saturn in Pisces, which is kind of a point towards people doing things the way that is correct for them. It's more likely that the Mercury retrograde in Capricorn only really challengingly impacts those who are going against their own best interests right now. So if you are having a troubled time, or you know someone around you who is having a troubled time, ask yourself or ask them, did you sacrifice something of yourself that should have been a priority and maybe should have been absolutely non-negotiable? To know what is and isn't right for you could be made a little bit easier if you are best friends with the concept of your own values. And there's a very simple exercise that can help you kind of extract them. Because if you ask yourself what's valuable to you, it feels like part of being human is that that is a very changeable thing, depending on many factors, who we're around, the time of year we're in, the time of the month we're in, the seasons, the company you keep, your family, your childhood, the job you do, the books you read. All of these contribute to or adjust what may or may not be valuable to you in any one moment. But there are core values that are very important right now. So the quickest, easiest, kind of surprising way to get to them is this little three-step task. Step one, you think back to maybe two or three memories or times when you were really, really happy. What or who contributed to that happiness? What needs were met at that time for that happiness to be able to arise? Step two is about thinking back to two or three memories you have where you felt proud of yourself. What did you do that you felt good inside about? What or who else contributed to that? And then step three, pick a couple of examples of when you last felt relaxed and make note too of what contributed to that. It seems really important to do this exercise at this time. It's very aligned and it can be easy, you know, to just forget what you actually value because there is so much stimulation. There's so many changeable moving goalposts around us and these external happenings generate and contribute to hormonal responses in the body that feel like something. Sometimes it can be difficult to define what that something is. So I asked my husband these three questions, step one, step two, step three, a few days ago after I was assessing all of the upcoming Venus-based aspects that are on their way to us and how important it is going to be to know your core values so that you do not get lost in everything that's about to arise in 2024? So I asked his questions and his response came 2 or 3 days later when he thought about it, and he gave me some examples of the times he felt those things. And what was really interesting is that he was surprised by his own responses. For example, he did not realize that solitude made him as happy as it did, because he feels so energized when he's around others. And this electromagnetism that we each share with each other, it is exciting, you know, it's really, really exciting. It excites situations. You probably know somebody who you would consider the life of a party, or if not that, then a live kind of wire. So it's natural to get energized when around other people and to then believe that that electricity is positive and fun. But what he actually discovered was that more than excitement, electricity and fun, he enjoyed and valued no adrenaline energy whatsoever and complete peace and quiet. So try this exercise, make a list of your values and sit with them over the next few weeks. You may be surprised at what you discover about yourself too. This can be particularly helpful if lately you've been reaching for things outside of your regular duties and obligations, where doing too much elsewhere and not enough kind of centrally to yourself could have made you begin to feel unstable. And the best way I can translate this Sun Saturn aspect is if you've recently been sick, unwell, or you've had some experiences that felt really quite low, these events are not bad luck. It's not a falling out. These events are just showing you the consequences of not putting yourself first. And it's the same almost cliche point of view, is that you always only ever have yourself, irrespective of the changing scenery and surroundings and environment and people. You only ever have yourself. So yourself needs to be the number one priority. It needs to be the best kept thing in your entire life. There's a quote by Robert Burns that says, "The best laid plans of mice and men often go awry." And it's kind of relevant right now, because no matter how carefully something is planned, no matter how much you think the Joneses are keeping up with everything perfectly, no matter what you think is going on, a lot more is going wrong than you perceive. And this is that kind of time where some people have described it as apocalyptic. Others have just said the world is going crazy. Whatever is going on this week, particularly Sunday, is all about coming back to what's right for you. While all the laser beams and craziness and whatnot just makes noise in the background and you come back to yourself. Sunday could be about change that goes too far, or maybe realizing that something like your health, finances, or a relationship or work even that went awry over the last 4 to 5 weeks. And this was for the purpose of demonstrating that sometimes, even despite your best efforts, missteps could still occur due to general life and stuff and sometimes uncontrollable factors. The biology of humanity is changing. We are much more sensitive and reactionary to stress, distress, and the release of cortisol hormones in the body. And why wouldn't we be? Cast your mind back to 2020, when the whole world shut down in the blink of an eye. It got really weird. The world just coming to a stop is incredibly monumental if you think about it, because that is something that happened to you that went awry from the outside in, with no care or cause for the plans that you had laid out prior to it. And of course, now, always, and for years to come, people will ponder or argue what the cause of that situation was. But it seems to a small degree that that doesn't even matter. When you're faced with the reality that anything can change or spin around on a dime in like a millisecond or in just the space of a day, it suddenly makes the value of now really much higher. So stress changes the physiology of the body. There are countless studies on that, and instead of me just reciting other people's wonderful work, I'm going to link a few of those studies below. But in short, the last 3 years have likely had a massive impact on your physical body and your stress mechanisms beyond what you consciously realize. Now, the aspect back in January 2020 had a name, and this name existed before we even hit January, February, March of 2020. This aspect was called the Great Conjunction. And I'll do a link to a whole entire episode on that subject. The purpose of, you know, the happenings of 2020 are still very relevant to this day. It's still the biggest reason, or a huge reason, for a lot of things, changes, experiences that are currently going on. Every event in life has a domino effect. But bringing all of that kind of heavy stuff forward to this week right now, this is a good time to kind of make peace with you having done everything in your power these last few years, given the way that the world was turned completely upside down on its butt. There are bigger forces at play that seem to have had a hand in some experiences of pain, suffering, or failure that were actually not at all your fault, but you may still be blaming yourself for. The key part of this entire lesson, this positive trine that's a bit reflective, is about holding on to the emotional maturity that it takes to not turn situations into blame or victimization, despite there being an obvious reason or person to blame, or a situation where you have entirely, truthfully been the victim. It's all about chalking up the most recent struggles of the last year and 2 years and 3 years, chalking that up to a crazy chapter within the entire book of your story. And if you think about it, when you're really getting into a story, a movie or a book, it's those chapters and those segments, those parts that make that book not just gripping, but impossible to put down. So outside of the more deep opening to this week, the rest of the astrological aspects continue to do and offer a lot more. On the 25th, a day where many will be celebrating, the harmonious connection between Venus in Scorpio and Neptune in Pisces could be that recent experiences of sickness become alleviated. So if you've been feeling unwell, this is a big hurrah. And if it's not the lessening of symptoms and the lessening of feeling unwell, it could be that for now, for this day, everything's just pleasant. You may have to take a purposely constructed kind of ignorance is bliss approach, but just for one day, that seems fairly easy. A worthwhile mention, when Venus is in Scorpio, in a challenging aspect to other planets, it can relate to blood problems. This includes infections and even sepsis-like experiences, all the way through to getting a DUI. And it's kind of like anything that has actually been, you know, quote unquote, not nice in any area, not just sickness, anything that's been confusing or unclear or worrisome could now become less confusing and less worrisome. Relationships themselves seem more pleasant. Tolerance is increased. And this aspect is really one for indulging in a little bit of escapism, which, so long as it's done in a healthy way and it's not going to cause any harm, is perfect. This week's first big shakeup really comes with the full moon in Cancer, the day after the 25th. And when looking at full moons and new moons, it's actually the other aspects that are happening in the background of it that give you the distinct flavor of this lunar event's experience. Predominantly, moon events are a message about health and wellness. They are about a point of imbalance in both the external world, so a disagreement or a problem that needs solving, and then the internal world, which shows up as unwell or lack of rest or restlessness because of the absence of homeostasis. And if you are curious about the medical astrology stuff, especially in relation to the moon, then I'll put a link below where you can explore more cool medical astrology related episodes. Outside of its health and fitness connection, moon patterns are also about timekeeping, manifesting, and forecasting. It's about the benefit of pause and restraint. It's about everything having a beginning, middle, and an end. For example, a new moon in January in Capricorn will have its full moon counterpart 6 months later. A new moon in February in Aquarius will have its full moon counterpart also 6 months later. If you can kind of close your eyes and mentally do that for each month, then you've got this never-ending opening and closing of little cycles that compound together. And in my head, it kind of looks like strings on a guitar overlapping, or like some are longer and shorter than the others. But imagine it how you will. These moon kind of matrices, they intertwine. So this is a full moon week. It's a closing of a cycle. And that cycle began July 17th, earlier this year, 2023. The full moon, meaning based on decan and degree, is about being considerate of others and their experience while taking time to rest and recharge for yourself. It's about a little bit of healthy disconnect being very necessary and kind of getting comfortable with taking a step back from a situation, which often refreshes how you see it. The full moon is about a withdrawal, withdrawing for something. And this is important. It's not withdrawal for the sake of doing nothing. While I'm a huge advocate of not always having to be productive, I'm a fan of that, but this moon is not about withdrawing to do less. It's about withdrawing into your bubble and touching and tending to everything within that bubble that's incredibly important to you, and enjoying the inaction by bolstering yourself, by supporting yourself, by reacquainting with some of your own strange pleasures, and to generally just find excitement again that begins internally. So really, that's the key: from within your bubble to seek excitement, but search for fun and adrenaline activities based on your likes, not the likes of the clan or the likes of the group. Do it based on your values, which could bring you back to that list that you made earlier. If you're wondering about the lunar patterns, these 6 month cycles, then click the medical astrology link and try following the lunar cycles and patterns for just a couple of months and watch the themes develop real time so that you can understand how connected you are with those. Also below is the episode from July 17th, because that's when the correlating new moon was. And by listening to your horoscope from that episode, you may be able to identify some key things that make you say, wow, I kind of see why all of this is going on for me now. A quick general recap of that does show that the new moon back then was all about waiting for the perfect moment for something. Not just waiting, but the ability to handle difficult or stressful situations while you wait and still stay on your game. Some healing from the last 6 months worth of stress is definitely required right now, but also some preparation so that stress doesn't knock you for six again in the future. This week continues with the 27th being a really highly cosmic day. This is the day where retrograde Mercury and forward-facing Neptune are in a square aspect, plus the Sun in Capricorn trine Jupiter in Taurus, and the sucker punch of it all is Mercury, still moving retrograde, conjuncts Mars, feisty, intense, fiery Mars, in Sagittarius. And a little bit of jargon explanation: the word aspect in astrology is just used to describe the numerical relationship between two or more planets that happen to form an angle. The square angle is 90 degrees, literally looks like half of an actual square. It's a point of tension and is often considered the payment that you are required to make at that moment for participating in the big entire experience of this whole universe. So a square in your natal chart will tell you where and how you have to go back and forth prioritizing two different things in intervals, because this isn't about balance. It would sound like an easy solve, just giving equal energy to both things, but that's not what it's about. It's about the equity collaboratively of these two differing components. This is about the extra efforts required to keep two immiscible things afloat within their own markers. So off the top of my head, imagine having a pet alligator and a pet chicken. You love them both, but there are some specifics that go into, you know, having these two different types of pet, and they require different food, different environments, they require different activity, and you love them both and you want to keep them both. That's the kind of mutual point. It's really about knowing what, when, and where each part of this square aspect needs time and effort. And the square this week will mean different things for each sign, and I go through that in explanation in the individual readings. But as a collective, it points to the idea of certain thoughts and plans that you have that currently require a more constructive direction through physical effort, instead of the all creative and daydreaming that's being drummed up. You can wish and hope and pray and manifest in the mind all you want, but right now it's about coming away from the imagination phase and into the actualization phase. I imagine that the 27th is going to be a pivotal day for some reason, which may also include learning something about where the wool has recently been pulled over your eyes. So be prepared for some self and other realizations when the rose-colored glasses aren't so pink anymore. The final aspect on this already powerfully intense day of this already pivotal week is Mercury in its revision motion still, conjunct Mars in Sagittarius, which one word comes to mind, and that is explosive. It's a kick up the backside, or it's an exciting, motivating opportunity that offers the exact transition you want so, so desperately. So as long as you remove your curious and wonderful brain away from the unhelpful influences that are around you in your life, it's about removing your mental connection from those who don't listen to you or don't understand you, but instead act as if they have all these really easy answers to your life's most difficult struggles, as if they know exactly what you are going through when they've never been through anything like it. Be prepared for some possible wayward, thoughtless, and sometimes nonsensical comments to crop up. On the 27th, this is coming from others who haven't got the slightest clue about the reality of your situation. This aspect can actually be a boost of strength of self. And because it's happening in Sagittarius, it's about transitioning needing to be something exciting and joyous, not something that's full of dread. This also points to how the energy it would cost you to explain things in detail to somebody who might be a little bit ignorant to your situation, or they're kind of living with some outdated rules. Spending this energy trying to explain it to them is actually energy you deserve to put towards those goals that you're trying to make them understand in the first place. This Mercury-Mars 1-2 punch is a refresher that you'll need to be vigilant when you are cutting people off or setting up your boundaries. You're going to need to be strong and to ignore all the BS and falsifications of others that come when you go back into yourself in order to co-create your life with the universe. The week finishes out with a rigorous but quiet commitment to developing what you knew you should have been focused on this whole time. Hopefully with a healthier, happier feeling body now that the majority of the wellness aspects have moved through, and hopefully with a very strong stress relief mechanism so that you can protect yourself in the future. The weekend truly lightens everything. The 29th with Venus in Scorpio, sextile Pluto in Capricorn, is about being back to this place of full personal power. Venus is going to be all about your values again. So with powerful values in place, you begin to see and feel the positive developments ahead. You feel more potential to transform whatever it is you need to transform. And in some cases, because Venus is money and Pluto is extreme, some people will experience extreme wealth increase on the 29th. So after the pep is put back in your step, Venus enters Sagittarius and leaves Scorpio where it was considered in its detriment. It entered Scorpio back on December 5th, maybe signifying the start of an awkward time or just a less fun time. But moving into Sagittarius now, things are all about fun and happiness. And again, Venus means values, so it's that list you wrote. And the sign of Sagittarius is about expansion. It means you'll either keep adding more glorious values to that list, which as an act itself is just like using gratitude for manifestation, or you'll just start to do more of the things on that list in the name of absolute self-prioritization and care. The last aspect, and I promise to keep this one quick so you can get onto your individual horoscopes. This aspect is Jupiter turning direct on the 30th. This is a much lesser spoken about retrograde. And looking at the symbolism of Jupiter, key themes include abundance, taking a risk or a chance on something or someone. It's about luck and cheer. It's about wisdom, philosophy, and kind of learning through experience. It represents optimism, expansion. And Jupiter actually only goes retrograde every 13 or so months, in contrast to Mercury going retrograde 3 to 4 times a year. The last Jupiter retrograde we had prior to this was June through October in 2021. And this current one we are about to emerge out of began September 4th and ends for good on December 30th. As with any retrograde, its message, again, is all about reflection, which, when reflecting on things like luck and wisdom, is, again, a display of gratitude. And if you're full of gratitude for the positive values that have made you happy, then its forward motion this week brings you back to a healthy, stubborn fixation. Stubborn in a good way, so don't think that that's a bad thing. But this fixation is on expanding your life comforts and going for your ultimate best survival experience. So it's been a long episode already because there's a lot wrapping up astrologically, but each individual horoscope is timestamped below for your convenience. This week for Aries, there are still some things to be figured out with your work life, but you develop a stronger and easier, more peaceful understanding of how to proceed in your career. A more fluid acceptance of what will be in that particular space of your life. Maybe a colleague or someone that you used to work with stimulates an interesting perspective. And in seeing someone else's take on things, you achieve a lot more relief than you had. The feeling of things being fine and not being in a rush to kind of change your job, instead taking time and care to make this decision very, very thoughtfully. Like, you may still want to change your job, but this is not on a whim. This is not through impulse. This professional timeline has about 6 weeks of development and could be made easier by the fact that financially or values-wise, your things, your life, your needs may be pretty well covered right now, which helps you not to rush. The full moon in Cancer addresses some situations at home. You may need to visit home if you live away from either family or your childhood environment. And this is not just for holiday purposes. This could be something going on in your home or family that correlates with matters from back in July. You may also feel super comfortable and happy in your winter phase, where spending time alone and diving into self-development or self-evaluation, these things are comfortable. Either way, feelings towards hermit life, home life, or family life are prominent. The last weeks may have been particularly emotional and energetically charged, so it's time for you to recharge your own batteries. Cultivate and enjoy the gap between social and private parts of life, because there's a season for everything, and this is your hibernation season. The big day this week, which isn't Christmas Day, but it's Wednesday, you could feel frustrated because of a lot of kind of detours that happen to your everyday schedule and your errands. So maybe have a list of to-dos, but don't get too attached to the order you want them to happen in, because this day is subject to multiple changes, which is frustrating, mainly because you're mentally alert and you have no issues with communicating or understanding things despite the Mercury retrograde, which really makes this a great day for solving problems, especially to do with education or location. Maybe plan ahead for a few travels that are on your mind. Next year is going to be here before you know it, and your 2024 vacation plans could be heavily in progress. Towards the weekend, your energy level may dip, so avoid doing anything that isn't necessary, it's not urgent or important. Scattering and spreading yourself too thin will wear you out for the weekend if you are not careful. And speaking of the weekend, you may feel driven to do an end of year financial recap or maybe a new year budget. Something money-based shows up, and it could be instigated by your upcoming travel plans. Maybe setting a budget for those or starting to book certain elements of that now could be helpful. And these trips are showing up to be for pleasure, so that gives a very light, fun feel to the planning. Saturday's direct motion Jupiter and its blessings for you are in the area of finances. There is about 5 months left of this Jupiter in Taurus transit and its direct impact on your income. And take it as you wish. You can make huge progress financially now if you want to expand your services, if you want to apply for a job that pays better, or if you just want to find something that aligns with your actual values. Set realistic goals, and this time in 5 months, you could bring improvements to your resources that feel nothing short of a miracle. If you want a more aligned read, use the rising sign calculator below and listen to the horoscope for your rising sign. This is based on the way your chart is oriented, north, south, east, and west, and gives you a secondary insight to your week. And also listen to your soul sign Capricorn and your earth sign Libra for more depth. Or if you want to find out what the soul and earth sign are all about, click the episode link below. This week for Taurus, travel is either on your mind, or maybe it's a necessity. And however which way it shows up, you could find yourself moving around on autopilot, feeling more preoccupied with thoughts of like the long-term future. As more people reach out and pay attention to you, there's a lot of pleasantness that's being sent your way. And irrespective of any kind of funk that you may or may not have been in recently, The sentiments are coming up strong, and you'll always fondly remember those that were there for you or making efforts even when you were going through something. The full moon in Cancer could be full of subjective thoughts. So in kindness to yourself and others, don't buy into the bigger picture, or don't look for the objective perspective. And if somebody else offers such a view, appease them and just kind of stick to your outlook. It's through being and staying subjective in your process that you become better able to communicate your needs, which is important because between July the 17th and now, you may realize how little you've actually been getting your needs met. So this happens to be an integral part of your full moon experience. In certain circumstances, there may be documents or paperwork that have been missing or delayed in being finished, and this full moon could bring completion to those documents. And if these documents are to do with having been taken advantage of or some kind of leveling the playing field, then justice is set to arrive soon and balance the matter. You may feel a little bit bothered by a recent decision or a recent event, and you're going through things where you may just prefer to be alone for now. And on top of being reflective, you may also lack the energy to do anything really physical. So it's just best to retire, to sit back, to do less if possible, and at least make sure you're getting good quality regular rest. Physical expression of internal happenings is really important and necessary. It's not physical expression and physical movement and physical activity with the purpose of, you know, getting fit or being less sedentary. Physical expression becomes hugely important to move your body in a way that you want to, outside of the way that you need to, that's related to the daily work grind. And the physical expression of intimate energy is included here too. Relationships get super intense in one way or another, and this could also point to an issue of money management or money exchange between you and somebody you're close with. If you're planning on asking for a loan or a business startup or doing a GoFundMe, anything like that could work really positive for you after January the 1st. Financial support is seen to be growing during this phase. But the end of this week's blessing is really Jupiter moving direct in your personal sign. It's the biggest blessing to you out of all of the signs, and one that you probably deserve. Anything that has felt tough, difficult over the last few months of Jupiter being retrograde can begin to turn back in your favor, and your endurance pays off here. The way you have kept on going, that kind of stick to it Taurus momentum, and you get from now through till May 2024, you get to expand and grow and feel more and more secure through your process, and you'll feel confident, and it's much easier to be optimistic. And using this optimism in your favor, it's a good time to work on self-improvement, your body, your wellness, your health habits, which all also happen to contribute to a more overall positive outlook. If you do want to travel, then make future plans to scratch that itch. You'll feel ready to explore any jet setting that's on your mind after May 2024. And anything you do travel to or for after that time could turn out to be positively life-changing. And if you want an extra aligned reading, consider using the rising sign calculator below and listen to the horoscope for your rising sign. This is based on the way your chart is oriented, north, south, east, and west, and it offers a real-time perspective. Also, listen to your soul sign Aquarius and your earth sign Scorpio for more depth, or to find out why the soul and earth sign are so valuable, click the episode link below. This week for Gemini starts out with the world slowing down to a pace that feels good, and it's a blessing or a gift or whatever kind of positive feeling that you would like to call it, mainly because Geminis are on the go 24/7. And your mind is always doing something, it's always thinking, usually wondering about things that are interesting or just living life at a speed that most others cannot keep up with. So the slowdown offers you something you wouldn't readily offer yourself. And no matter what your beliefs are, the big pause that comes with the last couple of weeks of December is truly appreciated by you. If you feel restless, turn off the adrenaline-loving part of you by trying things like guided meditation once a day or once every other day for the next 2 weeks. There is a swell of warmth and love And it continues, and you may feel strong empathy for those who are less fortunate, which could inspire you to think of ways to help others, which is lovely. The sentiment is amazing. But by the full moon, you may realize that you still need to be back within your comfort zone and your area of security. And it kind of reinforces that you can only help from a place of wellness and strength, which if you don't give yourself time to rest and indulge in self-care, then it's like that saying that you can't pour from an empty cup. So your ideas would not quite work out how you think. The full moon also translates as receiving more income via a new job or a job shift. But the benefits you get at this time will no doubt come with an equal value workload. So you'll not be getting handouts necessarily. These benefits come, but they come from your effort. This could also be from making a sale of sorts. So this is a transactional kind of energy, which is great for those in independent business. On the 27th, with all its happenings, is, let's not beat around the bush, it's straight up miscommunication. It could be having trouble explaining your needs or that others don't really listen to them. And weirdly, this time of year could relate to receiving a gift that is so wrong for you, you start to think, what do people even know about you? And this isn't being ungrateful. Think of it more along the lines of receiving an amazing Christmas gift of Reese's Pieces, like a beautiful Reese's Pieces gift box, which would be super, super cool if only you were not allergic to peanuts. In general, though, what you say, think, and feel for a couple of days seems to be different to those who you are around, except for one person in your life. There's one person who is like your absolute angel, or partner in crime, or your true other half. It's a friend, a relative, or a partner who you thank your lucky stars for every day. This is a good time for discussing action. And it's not going to be with those people who don't get you. It's going to be with that person who does. A powerful conversation between you and your top person right now may unearth so many amazing potentials that give you more energy and excitement. This week's challenging square is about being able to identify acquaintances that should only be allowed to within the edge of your life. This is about understanding who should and who should not be trusted with the really important things of your existence. The weekend's energy boost is very much love and relationship energy, and it leaves you feeling solidly within yourself. Some strength in knowing who your tribe is and isn't. And the comfort in that is really knowing who you do and don't share values with. And if you're single, this could actually be the beginning of either a generated interest in the dating pool, or maybe someone shows up sometime between now and February the 2nd. If there is any conflict with someone in your life that you wish was resolved, this is a great time to tend to that. But only as long as it is healthy for you to keep that connection. Jupiter direct this weekend is the return of a guardian angel for you. Back in May 2023 was the arrival of said guardian angel. And this could be someone or something in the other world, someone on the other side taking care of you. Or it could be a real-time, real-life connection with someone. Spiritual or literal guidance arrives from this week onwards, and it happens to help you find answers to questions and situations that you really need and want resolved. If you want an extra aligned reading, consider using the rising sign calculator below, and then listen to the horoscope for your rising sign, because this is based on the way your chart is oriented, north, south, east, and west, so it offers a real-time perspective. And listen to your soul sign Pisces and earth sign Sagittarius for more depth, and to find out why the soul and earth sign are so valuable, click the episode link below. This week for Cancer is a good time for getting on the same page as the person or people that you share the majority of your life with. Cooperation is easier, and outside of general life becoming a little bit easier for you, the realization of the importance of having the right kind of company hits you really hard right now. You'll want to connect only with people that you share common goals and values with, and this leads you to a week of clearing out social media or just taking a social inventory of life and asking truly, are we alike? What space do you have, or what space are you holding for certain people, and why are you holding that? as you lessen and reduce the meaningless connections and open up to the idea of friendships being better the weirder that they are, you'll get invitations that will somehow put you in the company of very like-minded others. The full moon is in your sign and it bookends the previous 6 months of events to do with your wellness, your body, and your life direction. You may have recently been made aware between July 17th to now that in some area you need to take better physical care of yourself. There could be a big emotional release on the 26th for the full moon, and this day is particularly useful for adding a renewed energy to your efforts. It allows you to stick up for yourself. It gives you a power boost. So long as you do right by you in the name of self-care and preservation and prevention, then the result is professional growth, where you will launch a project and it will just soar, or you take a new risk that completely pays off. The only difficulty may be that you need a moment to clear some cobwebs to be able to focus on the specifics of what you want. And that could just be clearing house, cleaning your home, or looking at, you know, how supportive your local space is. A few elements of your desires may be antagonistic. It may be like oil and water. And this takes a real moment of defining your values to balance it all out instead of going to extremes. All into the work and the future direction could leave lack and scarcity in areas of wellness where it seems to be the most important. Too much fear or worry around wellness could also be extra damaging to the future direction of your life. The autonomy, the freedom, the independence that you need, you don't require it right now, but you need it. These things only arrive when there is balance between the personal aspects of your life, taking care of yourself, your wellness, your space, and your professional goals, making sure that you dedicate time for them. While on the health note, be careful to get enough rest. Without enough downtime, a nervous system eruption is possible. And overall, listening to yourself more than to the advice from others is what allows you to move forward where you may have recently been treading water. And issues related to work and health are highlighted because they're connected. You're more sick when you're doing the wrong work for you. And that's really easy to say and difficult to execute because you can't just drop everything and chase your dream job. It absolutely comes with work, and figuring out how to keep your basic life going while you develop your dream, which can seem impossible right now because your sign has been through a health slalom of life lately. Cancer has been sensitive to health reversals in a microsecond, thinking things were on a good path just to have the rug pulled out from under you. So if your health has been majorly suffering, it may be time to make an important decision about your career. But this could be something like going for a bigger goal or a higher target, as it could be an omen that the correct effort that you put in will result in you finding yourself in the spotlight. People will talk about you, the media will start showing up, or your community will be discussing your rise. Your friendship changes are what leaves space for new friends. So don't hold back on getting to know fresh faces and cutting off the old. And that even means reconnecting with people that you used to know, that you lost touch with, that, you know, you really resonate with. It could also be that someone new you connect with offers amazing advice that fills you with confidence. As you hermit away this winter, you'll be less interested in chasing fun and frolicking around and more interested in tending to duties and obligations of your goals, which has a domino effect of improving your strength and wellness. Though be sure to watch things like fatty food intakes, because overindulgence is a potential too. Your blessing this week is that by doing the hard part of really checking your tribe and actually putting effort into disconnecting with anyone whose values do not match yours honestly, then you'll open up the space where you're suddenly about to meet and befriend some really wild, weird, genius, and even famous people, and your social world becomes enriched. If you want an extra aligned reading, consider using the rising sign calculator below, and then listen to the horoscope for your rising sign. Because this is based on the way your chart is oriented, which is north, south, east, and west, so it offers a real-time perspective. Also, listen to your soul sign, which is Aries, and your earth sign, which is Capricorn, that gives you more depth. Or find out why the soul and earth sign are so valuable by clicking the episode link below. This week for Leo is a good time to get any health and wellness checkups that could be on your mind. And I am a big, big fan of self-ordered tests, because sometimes you hear the saying that if you had waited any longer, then, you know, this situation could have been really painful or really difficult. So it really kind of highlights the value of perfect timing, especially in health. And it's only in the last few years that I've learned that people get annual or even more regular blood tests of their own accord, just to keep on top of all that the body is doing. And I thought that sounded a lot to visit the doctor so regularly, but actually with self-ordered tests, you get tested at your choice of time and interval, not to mention at a fraction of the cost. And the results come to you via email, are often even more clear than some of the stuff you hear when visiting the doctor, because it literally tells you whether a result is fine or whether it is out of range. And then you can choose how to proceed with, you know, the correct medical care or medical professional from there on. I am not affiliated with Quest Diagnostics, despite how much I have tried, but they are still the ones I recommend. Getting something done like a comprehensive metabolic panel helps you understand your electrolytes, which relates to your hydration and is one of the biggest imbalances in humanity right now. And the other tests that could be very good for Leo at this time would be to check vitamin levels of vitamin D, because the sun does rule vitamin D. Vitamin A, because the sun also rules that too. And the sun is your ruling planet. These nutrients are vitally important to the whole concept of feeling well. They assist in metabolism. So if you don't feel well, and if you have low energy, and if you can't see a doctor and you just want to get these tests looked at by yourself, I will link the resources for that below. If you are in the creative arts world, if you work in something like a venue that plays music, if you design something, if you work in a club, a bar, or if you somehow in your work play with aesthetics and beauty, this can be a very inspirational time where you make moves and create pieces or projects that help you advance your future professional pathway. But first, before all that develops next year, the Cancer full moon is a big withdrawal for you and a possible moment of realizing where you may have overshared or overstated something. In some cases, this full moon may coincide with a revelation or something that comes from the shadows being brought to light. A busy astrological day of the 27th may be a day that you kind of clam up. It's a sharp withdrawal, like a self-initiated exile. And it may be because someone pulled the wool over your eyes again somehow, and now you're licking your wounds. Or it could just as much be an exile for the purpose of daydreaming about what could be next. But it really points to someone not being as truthful as you would like, and you don't know what to believe anymore. A debate or a disagreement may be the biggest stressor point this week, and this is something you can walk away from. So go into everything, knowing your limits and making sure that you don't exceed them. You could throw yourself into connections and your professional advancement, or just throw yourself into having lots of fun. Your self-discipline may be a bit lower than usual, but that's okay. You need a break from time to time. Stay strong, because the weekend's blessing is a professional moment of clarity. Your path adjusts, the goalposts change. And while you may have gotten used to the idea of letting the way present itself to you, like letting the path reveal itself, this may be the week where it begins to do exactly that, and now you're responsible for stepping up into action. If you want an extra aligned reading, consider using the rising sign calculator below, and then listen to the horoscope for your rising sign, because this is based on the way your chart is oriented, kind of north, south, east, west, and it offers a real time perspective. And listen to your soul sign, which is Taurus, your earth sign, which is Aquarius. These will give you more depth. Or to find out why the soul sign and the earth sign are so valuable, click the link below. This week for Virgo, focus turns towards your investments in finance and relationships. You should have no problem vocalizing your needs. You are attracted to fair and balanced experiences, so you need to have no problem in saying what needs to be said to make sure that it happens and satisfies you. The Cancer full moon is the beginning of you craving a new experience, and it's an inverse lunar event for you, in that it's the end of something, which is the usual full moon dynamic, highlighting the new beginning rather than lingering on the recent end. A lot of healing is possible and happens mainly through new connections. but the busiest astro day, the 27th, you could hear gossip about yourself. And this is a let them talk kind of moment, because the insignificance of the situation, the energy to correct it, is not worth your attention. You're more focused on getting your resources how you want them. There may also be an important deadline approaching for something valuable, so you want to put more effort in there. You could get one of those letters or emails that says some of your information has been compromised due to a hack at either a local health facility, a phone company, or a bank. And by the weekend, there's this really dualistic energy to use for you. And nighttime dreams become more like nightmares. You may wake up sweating. Maybe you will feel neither self-assertive and outgoing nor shy and withdrawn. It's like you're just floating in the middle and you could feel more neutral now. Redecorating is a great way to spend your energy when you're in a neutral place. You're in tune with improvements, and the improvements that you make seem to be more practical considerations than luxuriously extravagant. The weekend's blessing with Jupiter going direct allows you to see opportunities and open doors where you may have perceived doors to only be closed. And opportunities open up for either study, travel, or teaching. And for you to have your hand in opening them up more, get yourself writing, because writing could feel especially good now. If you want an extra aligned reading, consider using the rising sign calculator below, and then listen to the horoscope for your rising sign, because this is based on the way your chart is oriented, north, south, east, and west, and it offers a real-time perspective. And listen to your earth sign, which is Pisces, and your soul sign, which is Gemini. Or to find out why the soul and earth sign are so valuable, click the episode link below. This week for Libra, you have a strong and reinforced sense of who you are and a drive to discover where you want to belong, because you're not in your forever spot right now. Family have taken priority, and somewhere in life you have just put yourself to the back in favor of others, and that's great, but something's changing now. There's less pressure in life, or there's an alleviated experience, and your actions and decisions to live life for yourself will no longer be at odds with your family morals and values. All of that can much better coexist. The 25th is the day that money reality hits home. Someone in the family may have gone overboard spending, and that someone could be you just as much as it can be another. But coming to the Cancer full moon, this is all about your professional efforts. So if you reflect on your work developments between July 17th and now, what were the biggest pivotal moments, and how did those moments allow you to learn more about your ideal future and your ideal work landscape? You could also complete a big project, receive a reward or some recognition, or you may be returning into work after a change of speed in that space. A gap in the family area is handled with sensitivity and grace, and by the time the big astrological Wednesday comes around, you may be eager to gain an edge on life and your entire future by tapping into unusual methods of self-development and growth, like astrology, tarot, and unique self-development tasks. Side note, if you do have legal paperwork in process, there could be delays there. A community-based issue that impacts you and your local neighbours could drive you to make a quick, important decision about the options ahead of you. Make sure to use your values list when deciding whether to take path A, B, or C next in your life. Because if that list guides your answer, you'll find it very difficult to go wrong. If there's someone keeping a secret from you, it's not necessarily all doom and gloom. It could be a fun secret. It could even be a party or some kind of celebration for a loved one or a friend. Make sure to spend some time in nature more, even if it's just going for a short drive to look at the scenery. And then your big blessing when Jupiter goes direct is that your intuition is back on point. You can strike while the iron is hot. You can make assumptions and guesses and choices that work out perfectly because you follow your senses instead of your mind. So let your hunches guide the way. If you want an extra aligned reading, consider using the rising sign calculator below. And then listen to the horoscope for your rising sign. This is based on the way your chart is oriented, north, south, east, and west, and it offers a real-time perspective. And listen to your soul sign Cancer and your earth sign Aries for more depth, or find out why the soul and earth sign are so valuable by clicking the episode link below. This week for Scorpio, it's harder for you to relax, but that's not entirely awful. It's not tragic to be focused on your goals or to have different beliefs to other people. This is a good time for enjoying the company of your loved ones, but at the same time, you may be more excited about crushing goals in 2024 than you are with the nostalgia and slow pace. The 25th is a day for you to enjoy romance or to rekindle love and harmony with someone. Cancer full moon highlights your craving for doing and experiencing more. You want all kinds of freedom, emotional freedom, financial freedom, time freedom, mobility and body freedom. You could connect with or attach to a particular guru type of person or a mentor who you enjoy their explanations and expressions, or you may connect more with things like tarot and astrology for understanding your personal energy cycles. The busy astrological day on the 27th could be a moment of paperwork panic, followed by relief when you find the solution to what you were worried about, or you locate whatever it was that's lost. A slight moment of irritation is temporary, as problems solved and obstacles averted allow you to hop right back on track in a nanosecond. If you feel unwell, lethargic, and burnt out, get a lot of healthy B vitamins in a way that suits your diet. See the clickable list of B vitamin dense food below. Or if you're really worried about some sickness or discomfort in the body, go check in with your doctor. The weekend is about enjoying the wonderful things in life that don't cost you an arm and a leg. You can still dress up in your beautiful clothes, jewelry. You can still get made up and go for a walk around and check out the lights. Explore the inexpensive things that still somehow make you feel rich. And then with Jupiter going direct, you start meeting and bumping into people who offer you some favorable connections and advice to move forward, or even solutions to legal curiosities and matters. Or they help you expand your knowledge through contact with these people who are in positions that you aspire to be in. If you want an extra aligned reading, consider using the rising sign calculator below. And then listen to the horoscope for your rising sign. This is based on the way your chart is oriented, north, south, east, and west, and it offers a real-time perspective. And listen to your soul sign Leo and earth sign Taurus for more depth, or to find out why the soul and earth sign are so valuable, click the episode link below. This week for Sagittarius is a good time to make financial plans, to make a bit of extra money, or to consider your options regarding investments or making your existing money work better for you. The 25th offers you a work environment that feels more peaceful now than it did recently. And then the Cancer full moon on the 26th may center your focus on some necessary things that you've been avoiding doing since July 17th that you now really need to start doing. And this can leave you feeling overly stressed if you're not careful. The busy astrological day on Wednesday the 27th is a need to be careful about what you say and who you say it to, especially at work. You may be in the running for a promotion, a pay increase, or something to that tune. And putting on your most professional personality is the clear winner. And overall, then the mood becomes lighter. You want more fun and games. And while romance may not be what you want it to be, if you are in a relationship, this is because your other half may be going through something intense and you're being there for them. Or if you're single, it's just that romance is not on your mind right now. A strange air in the work environment isn't uncomfortable, it could just be weird. Some unprofessional or uncomfortable boundaries may get crossed, and some romantic energy at work could show up. Or you get the feeling that someone is interested in you. You might not defend yourself though, because your focus is on peace among the group. When Jupiter turns direct, any health wobbles could become less wobbly. Be considerate of your work environment and take care of your health for the benefit of your future, and positive luck developments follow. If you want an extra aligned reading, consider using the rising sign calculator below, and then listen to the horoscope for your rising sign. This is based on the way your chart is oriented, north, south, east, and west, and it offers a real-time perspective. And listen to your soul sign Virgo and your earth sign Gemini for more depth. Or to find out why the soul and earth sign are so valuable, click the episode link below. The week ahead for Capricorn, your life direction comes into focus. Things that happen, changes and events, they serve to define you further and to help you differentiate and figure out which groups you do belong in and which groups you do not belong in. And you've got your practical head on. Romance is not so much of a stressor right now. Everything in that space seems to flow pleasantly. Things just seem to work, or things just seem to be focused on the idea of work. The Cancer full moon may have you emotional or at least intrigued about a few changes in friendships. Have you reconnected with someone between July and now? Or just generally, how have your friendships been? How has your friendship landscape changed in that time? A fallout or a disconnect indicates the beginning of a new cycle. So don't chase the removal of people who are not the healthiest or most aligned influences for you to be around. The heavy astrology day, which is Wednesday the 27th, starts with a health focus. So make sure you're eating well and you're taking care of your mental health, because nervous energy could show up as many different symptoms now. So listen to your body when it asks you for some downtime. If you can have Wednesday off, or somehow get more downtime than usual, then that is a clear winner. You may think about the appropriateness or the alignment that you do or don't have in your personal life and your home life. This could be the consideration of a relocation, which you feel like could be a whole ordeal, but maybe you know deep down is pretty important. When you look for beauty in the more underrated parts of life, you find it. And this is simple things like the weather, the sunrise, the sunset, a good conversation, or just any simple action that feels wholesome to you. And what may be lacking in crazy adrenaline spiking pleasure will be made up for in personal and peaceful spiritual reward. Your weekend blessing is that the time is ripe for procreation. So keep that in mind if that's on your list, or just taking some calculated risks and investment and taking a chance on something. If there's something that scares you to do, do more research on it. But if there's something that excites you to do, then it means it's time to do it. If you want a more rounded reading, consider using the rising sign calculator below and then listen to the horoscope for your rising sign. This is based on the way your chart is oriented, north, south, east, and west, and it offers a real-time perspective. And also listen to your soul sign, which is Libra, and your earth sign, which is Cancer, for more depth. Or to find out why the soul and earth sign are so invaluable, click the episode link below. This week for Aquarius, you may want to tend to some unfinished business. And this unfinished business might be something that you don't want anyone to know about. You may learn of something that you don't want to think about, or you reminisce about an opportunity or a possibility that didn't go the way that you desired. And you don't really want to linger on that. You don't want to remember this. Your right to take care of your situations, your mentality, your thought processes, privately and sensitively, that is the best approach. There could be a domestic situation or a family matter that's part of this. And finding peace in that space is important to your physical and mental health. The Cancer full moon ending its cycle, which opened in July. This could be development in relation to yours or a family member's physical health, or it could be improvements in the health of a pet. Stability and routine have to look a little bit different for you now. For some reason, you've got to change the order in which you live your life. And whether that's thrust on you by external situations, or whether you take the lead in deciding to put something right or fix an aspect of your health or an aspect of your life that needs attention, is down to you. Something bubbling up inside could indicate the desire to improve your life and to find more meaning, which happens by learning from the past cycle, from the chapter that's just fully closed or is just finishing up closing. And it's like starting now with a clean slate, deciding to embrace new, unique, and untapped parts of yourself. Like pursuing artistic interests that you had pushed away, or like exploring other topics and studies that are surprisingly new and surprisingly unusual for your tastes. It's through such varied diversity that you find a long-term thing that's desirable instead of following pathways to satisfy immediate responsibility. And while in the past that may have been necessary, you know, to put different focuses first and to concentrate on the survival, it now becomes more important for you to find something meaningful to do with yourself, a more significant passion or path to follow. This could be a good time to deal with technical issues, but be careful while in traffic, especially if you were born during the day as opposed to the nighttime. The weekend throws your personal life into upheaval. Things on your mind may be things that you don't fully understand, and any rifts or hard feelings in relationships fall heavy on your shoulders, but the weekend's progress sees you able to take a more positive view, to focus on the good connections, to coexist agreeably with others. And it's almost like no matter what went on or what went down in the past, your relationships benefit from more love and caring attention. And that will not be a problem to step up to. Your weekend lucky streak could come when you focus on positive, healthy family relationships, From now through May 2024, either your family members are blessed and taken care of in some way, or your family grows, there could be an announcement of a new arrival, or there could be some headway made in healing a rift. And if it's not directly family, then this could be about exploring a new place for you to live, or a bigger, better place for you to call home. And this could be a very fun step on your journey. If you want an extra aligned reading, consider using the rising sign calculator below. And then listen to the horoscope for your rising sign. This is based on the way your chart is oriented, north, south, east, and west, and it offers a real-time perspective. Also listen to your soul sign, which is Scorpio, and your earth sign, which is Leo, for more depth. Or to find out why the earth and soul sign are so valuable, click the episode link below. This week for Pisces, everyone could seem so serious. The people you're around are either preoccupied with something or they're going through a tough moment. This doesn't push you out of your comfortable place. You stay happily in your happy zone with ease as this week begins. A good use of any free time could be to do some writing or reading. Connecting with words on paper is a surefire way to rise out of any boredom that may come up. So reach for a book before you reach for the TV remote. And what everyone else are or are not doing, that doesn't matter. It matters less and less to know what other people choose to do with their time. This is about you finding your own little rabbit hole to dive down. The Cancer full moon on the 26th suggests a new upcoming integration. Someone new to get used to in your life, either through work or personal connections like friendships, or understanding new perspectives, perspectives that are different to yours. And if you lead with the idea of focusing on the shared values that you do have, the positive things that you have in common, any change of social or networking group runs smoothly. The busy astrology day starts with possibly ignoring a need and glossing over something that should be taken more seriously. And if this is a health issue or a home family situation or a financial adjustment where your head has been a little bit in the sand, it could be brought right back out on Wednesday. Try not to cut corners because that will more easily go wrong right now. And try not to take the easy or cheap way out because the situations may not be honest and you may end up getting ripped off. The weekend runs smoothly, but due to some possible exhaustion, some sickness or some emotional physical burnout, you may read more into something that's being said by somebody else than is actually even there. So the best bet is to ask gently for clarification, or better yet, say nothing and wait it out. Rethink about it at another time. Favorable changes in both your business and professional life don't require much attracting work. If you can maintain a positive mind and treat your body well, then without effort, you'll naturally attract only higher vibe, healthy and positive situations. The biggest blessing this week, when Jupiter turns direct and starts expanding on your strengths, is either you learn something new because you have to or because you want to. And it's fun adding to your skill set. There's some extra bonus points if you choose to expand your habits and education to do with writing, journaling, crypto, or media and marketing. If you want an extra aligned reading, consider using the rising sign calculator below. And then listen to the horoscope for your rising sign. This is based on the way your chart is oriented, north, south, east, and west. And it offers a real-time perspective. Also listen to your soul sign Sagittarius and your earth sign Virgo for more depth. Or find out why the earth and soul sign are so valuable by clicking the episode link below. That's it for this week's intensely full, intensely busy show. And if you resonate with these readings, then take a look over on the Patreon channel, where even more specific and exclusive prediction episodes are released regularly, from wellness astrology to energy updates and more. Those predictions get deep. And make sure you don't miss out on next week's episode falling on New Year's Eve and the new year brought in with Mercury finally going direct. Oh my days, this is well needed. It symbolizes a moment of understanding all of a sudden why the recent stresses happened and what lessons they were intended to bring. Click follow to be notified of when that's released and prep for the new year. Until then, bye.